You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Gentlemen, start your engine!
Triangle Tire, Tires for Life presents Dave's Corner Garage. The following is a paid program. Opinions on the show are always expressed with a certain joie de vivre. Please consult a doctor before listening, as laughter can be infectious. Buckle in, everyone. It's time to get this show on the road. Time for Dave's Corner Garage, your top-down, wind-in-your-hair, Saturday morning automotive thrill ride. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, but right now, love us on Zoomer Radio.
You know, Brian, I'm looking outside for some top-downs, but I haven't seen any yet.
No, you know what? I saw one of my favorite convertibles today.
Uh-huh.
And it was perfect weather. The roof was up. And this is, I think this is typical of Toronto drivers. They're afraid of the air or something. I don't know.
I'm always surprised, actually, with the opposite, where it's a nice day in March.
Yeah.
And you see somebody with their top down. I'm going, well, they're certainly taking advantage of this, I guess.
Oh, for sure. I was in Victoria in the winter a couple of times. But when I was there in February, there was a gentleman in the neighborhood I was staying who had a Miata.
Yeah.
And he was top down all the time.
Wow, I mean, I could see it with the hard top, you know, where you just sit there and press the button, and because you can get it down and up pretty quick.
Yeah.
But not when you got to get out of the car and start folding it up and undoing the boot and the bag and whatnot.
No, you know, the car that I saw this morning, beautiful, the Lexus LC500. It's
their
flagship. It's got a big V8 in it. It's a gorgeous car. I love the car. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I see it come around the corner, and I see it's a convertible, and then, oh, no, the top's up. Come on. Where's your sense of adventure?
Who knows? Maybe a quick stop to Timmy's, and he's going back home again. Didn't want to,
or
he forgot his hat.
Right.
Know, guys like us, we need a hat.
We definitely need hats.
A hat. It's like, whoa, I'm burning back there. What the heck happened?
Yes, well, we've got a big show here today.
We do. Who's on it?
My pal and racing driver, Demi Chalkas.
Mm-hmm.
So she drives an AMG GT4 like we have.
I was going to say, you got one of them.
I got a couple of those.
Yeah.
it's an easy car to drive and also a tough car to drive competitively. So,
well, I mean, it's actually based on a street car, correct?
It is. And, you know, the reason we went with AMG is because it's more race car than a lot of them. So it's the body shell and the engine. And after that, it's all race car bits.
Okay, but there you go. You even custom seats. Like, you got to do everything in those, eh?
There's a lot of work to do. That's
I was
going to
say, but when you buy it from the factory, does it have the racing setup already in it?
No, we had
roll cages and fire extinguishers, things like that.
Yeah, it had all of that.
Okay,
But then we need to do things to it. So we put about 100 hours into the car
right after
it landed from Germany.
Now, is that legal work or illegal work? You can't talk about it on the radio.
No, we cannot. We can't cheat. And, you know, our philosophy, myself and my partner in the race team, as well as everybody that works with us, we're not interested in cheating.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we're not going to do that.
But y'all interested in winning.
We're very much interested in winning, and next week we'll be at the Detroit Grand Prix. So if you happen to find yourself at the Detroit Grand Prix, please stop by our paddock.
Yeah, that should be a blast. Are they going to have the Woodward Drive? Is that the same weekend?
No, that's in August, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're actually driving the race car down Woodward Avenue.
To
the track.
Oh, right, because it's a street race.
It is. So we've arranged a police escort. So it'll be a lot of fun.
All right. Super.
Yeah.
And we've got Mark Sack Anderson on. Mark's worked with Dave actually many, many years ago in his shop, and it was Dave's shop, and then Mark was a tech there, also a Honda specialist, and they worked together for many years. And then when Dave decided to retire, Mark took it over, and he's been there for many, many years. You know, I wanted to look for the address, so I went to Mr. Google. And next thing you know, I look at the reviews. And and except for one person, because you always get one, they love him.
Okay? I'm not surprised.
You know, Mark, he does have an accent, but he is easy to understand. But he's more than happy to explain to you why you need to do this to your vehicle, why it's going to cost what it does.
Yes.
And people love that.
Exactly. And I'm not surprised. He worked with Dave for years, right?
Right. And lastly, of course, we've got Andy Kapitoukakis from LeaseBusters. And, you know, for those of you who have been looking for a car and perhaps you go by the dealership and you're going, they only have three cars on the lot, or they ask you for a deposit and you have to wait forever, Andy at LeaseBusters has a different way of doing things. I mean, you can go and find a car that's available right now.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, they've got a very interesting business model. I transfer the lease mm-hmm. through LeaseBusters
yeah, yeah.
with my mother's car.
Mm-hmm.
So before she passed, she decided to lease a car, and we were stuck with it. I just talked to Andy, and it was easy.
And you're right. And it's not strictly online. I mean, you can certainly go there to look, but at the same time, they have people who will call you and go through it that way.
Yeah, it was a great process, very easy to deal with them.
Now, were you just getting rid of the car, were you?
That's it.
Okay.
I did not want to drive a Chevrolet Malibu.
I had one in yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
The guy was 90, but...
That sounds about right.
And I did have someone in yesterday who was like, what are all these buttons for? And I went, you've had this car for 5 years already.
Oh, boy.
Like Dave used to say, RTFM.
That's right.
This is Dave's Corner Garage. We're going to be back right after the break. Me and Brian are going to be talking about our summer contest coming up. Better stick around and find out what it's all about.
Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. I'm Brian Max in studio with Alan Gelman from Glen Allen Motors, and we've got a contest running in June, so that'll be another week or so before that happens. Yeah.
Yeah, Dave's Corner Garage is giving away a full set of Triangle tires plus a $250 Esso gift card for your car or light truck. Triangle Tires sponsor the show, have some great tires for amazing prices. Go to facebook.com/ Dave's Corner Garage, or you can go on Instagram at Dave's Corner Garage 1, or we've got a YouTube channel. What's the...
So it's a weird thing. So
www.youtube.com/
at Dave's Corner Garage.
There you go.
And there are a couple of different Dave's Corner Garage channels on YouTube right now, which we have to fix, but we'll get there.
Is there some with questionable content?
No, everything. your face is on them.
Okay. But, no.
I think there may be.
Well, there'd be questionable content right there.
Yeah, you know, probably. There's probably, I think, three or four different channels. It's kind of difficult to figure that out. But the newest one is just Dave's Corner Garage.
Yeah, and I guess because I remember my friend who taught me about computers years ago said, "No, just agree." I said, "Well, shouldn't I not read what it says here?" "No, just do it. Just check it off."
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
So, of course, one of those things was to make my picture and everything about me, of course, noted to the world, and they're all able to get it. So if somebody's putting up pictures of me, I hope they're nice ones.
Yeah, well, we can always hope that we are presented well on the internet, but it doesn't always happen.
And you have your own channel and, of course, special on merch.
Always. Well, today I'm wearing my Save the Manuals shirt, and we've got a whole line of Save the Manuals merch. And today it's appropriate because I'm driving the new BMW M2 with a 6-speed manual gearbox.
So three pedals.
Three pedals, a shifter that you got to actually move.
And, do you see a lot of young people being interested in manual cars?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the challenge is with new cars, there are fewer and fewer choices every year.
Well, right. I mean, basically the manufacturer, their job is to make profit and you know, making too many different cars that people maybe not necessarily want. What's the point? But you're saying there is a big market for standard still.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, a lot of the specialist cars like this M2 mm-hmm. Come manual, as this one is either manual or automatic. But you know, one of my favorites, the Honda Civic Type R, mm-hmm. it's manual only.
Oh wow, I didn't realize you couldn't get it. Because I had the conversation with people before and they went, "Hang on. Why would you want to shift it if you don't have to?"
Well, yes. And, you know,
why make extra work? I don't get it.
Yeah.
And especially if I'm going to be on my phone.
That's exactly it. These three pedals are distracting when
that's
I'm on my
right.
phone. Yes. Yeah, no, I still enjoy it. And even living in the city, I still drive manual. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, you see, that's the only kicker for me is like, you know, because I used to work downtown and be on the parkway and the parking lot, how we used to call it.
Yep.
And stuck in traffic with a manual sucks.
Yeah, it is true, and I don't misunderstand. I still enjoy driving these automatics where they have their sophisticated cruise control systems, mm-hmm. where they will, like, and a lot of them will drive hands off. up to, you know, 60 kilometers an hour.
Right.
So if you're stuck in traffic like that, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. And have you done a lot of, have you taught a lot of people how to drive standard?
Yeah. 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 And there's a, there's an episode on my channel that kind of explains it. We go through it with my son who does know how to drive manual, but we, you know, we faked it for YouTube. But he needed a refresher anyway, and he's a talented driver. But there's an episode on the YouTube channel, and on, and then we get into advanced techniques as well. So I've got an episode on how to heel and toe downshift.
That's
a thing.
But again, too, you know, you have to have a car that's kind of set up for that, because I used to drive Beetles, and of course they were standard shift because that's all we could afford anyways. But heel and toe was kind of hard to do with the way the pedals were set up.
Yeah, with the way those pedals are set up, absolutely. Yeah. All modern cars are kind of the same. Mm-hmm. They're not. The pedals aren't spaced really close together unless you get into some of the really specialist cars. So like this M2 or the Honda Civic, they use the standard pedal layout. So you kind of need a wider shoe. You don't want to wear a fancy racing shoe if you're going to do some heel and toe work. So that's what we talk about in the episode. Speaking of driving and all that stuff, it's a big racing weekend.
Oh, what's going on?
Indy 500.
Oh, it's this weekend. I didn't realize. Okay.
And the Monaco Grand Prix.
So that one's not underwater.
No. No.
Did they ever try to figure out how to reschedule last week's?
No, I don't think they.
They just said the hell with it.
They probably have canceled it.
Yeah.
And they may make it up in the fall, but I doubt it.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. But Indy 500 is interesting. And of course, for an old guy like me, the front row, it's made up of all these young guys. Alex Palou, Rinus VK, and Felix Rosenquist. And I haven't been, I'm not a huge IndyCar fan, but I don't really know these guys. Not that I would call myself a fan of these guys. So we'll see how it goes.
Oh, good stuff. Okay. If you check your dial, I'm sure you're going to find out where all these interesting events are going to be. And we're going to have a racer up, actually, after the break.
That's right. More racing.
We're going to talk to Demi Chalkas about her racing career and, where she started, how she's going, and where she plans to be down the road. Real fast, I'm sure.
That's right.
This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. I'm Brian Max here in studio with Alan Gelman. And joining us on the line is my pal and racing driver, Demi Chalkas. Demi, how are you?
I'm good, Brian. How are you?
Fantastic. And, I wish I was, in your situation where, you're driving the race car rather than just looking at it like I am. So for listeners, Demi races Mercedes-AMG GT4 in the FEL Sports Car Championship Canada Series, and your first race was last weekend.
Yeah, we were competing at CTMP. It was my first professional debut, if you will, with FEL SCCC in the AMG GT4 with JMS Motorsports. So it was a really exciting time, and I can confirm, Brian, it's a lot more fun in the driver's seat.
Yeah, it sure is, but how do you like that view out of the car? I find I can't see anything when I'm sitting in the seat of the race car.
Yeah, I mean, the windshield is not massive by any means, and you do have a window banner. But it's more than enough visibility, obviously, to be out there safely and see. But it was funny, like, coming through corner 5B at CTMP, and for anyone who is not familiar, that's kind of the hairpin that shoots you out onto the long straight. It's a pretty tricky corner, and 5B, the apex of it, I was struggling to actually see where the apex was. Obviously, I know where it is because I've been racing there for 10 years. But in that car, to your point, the vision is a little bit it's a little bit tight. So I was definitely having to make sure I was hitting my points there.
Devin, let me ask you a question quickly. I mean, you've driven around Canadian Tire Motorsport Park probably 100,000 times over the years, right? But because you're in a different car, how much does that change, where you place it and how you aim it?
Yeah, to be honest with you, it's like learning a completely new track. Every time you step into a different car, the track is driven a different way. I know everybody talks about a race line, and there definitely is the fastest way to go around a track, but different cars require different ways to drive them. And I mean, the Mercedes, it's interesting because I wasn't used to driving a car with this much downforce and obviously just a car that was this capable of going fast. And so, you know, anywhere where I had brake marks placed in my head, or anything of that nature, it was like, you're going like 50 feet deeper with those marks. And it was, it is definitely still a big learning curve. And one thing that my team made note of was, Demi, you've been racing this track for a really long time, but everything and anything you've ever learned, wipe it out of your head and start fresh. This is a new car. It's a new time. And also, every year you come into CTMP or any track, there's usually new bumps or paving that has happened. So, you know, you're familiar with having to feel the track out, but definitely with this car, it was a big learning curve.
So you do pay attention and go slow the first time around.
I mean, as much as your patience can give you, it's kind of hard when you're sitting behind a beast like that to not want to just send it first lap. But yeah, no, you definitely have to go and do your laps and get your marks down. But I mean, those marks don't come unless you're going fast, right? Mm-hmm. So it's a healthy mix of being cautious, but also, you know, getting out there and just really putting some speed down.
And of course, CTMP is very well known for being one of those classic high speed circuits. So, you know, there is a real level of risk there, and you know, you've got to be, and especially when you're racing wheel to wheel, it's a tough ask, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, the nice thing, it is fast paced. Like it's a high speed track. That's one of the cool things about Mossport, or CTMP rather, formerly known as Mossport. And the nice thing about it, though, is that it is a pretty wide track, right? So you have some fast speed tracks that are actually quite narrow, and, you know, you have walls a lot closer than they are at CTMP. So there definitely is room for error there, and especially when you're going wheel to wheel in competitive racing, where, you know, nobody's backing down. If we have to make a bit of contact, I mean, obviously we're not looking to make it, but it happens. And when you go off at CTMP with the speeds that you're carrying, of course, yeah, it can be dangerous, but you definitely don't think about that while you're driving. You just go and kind of get the job done. And one piece of advice that Ludwig Heimrath had given me was, drive without fear. You know, never fear about crashing, don't fear about mechanical failures, don't fear anything. Like, just go out there and drive, and whatever happens, happens. Like, if we're gonna go off, if we're gonna make contact, if something's supposed to happen with the car, I'll deal with it then. But definitely don't want to go in there with that in the back of your head. You just want to be full send with no fear.
Yep, I totally agree. And you know, the nature of racing is that sometimes things happen, and you know, I've actually had my biggest crashes have been at CTMP, but you know, it is what it is. It's one of those things we do as racing drivers, and that's how it goes. And that is excellent advice, because you will not be fast otherwise. Demi, you've been working on a documentary, and you're somewhat of the subject of it. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So for the past handful of years, we've been filming a documentary. It is a full-length premiered documentary that got approved to go global, and it showcases three Canadian race car drivers and tells each of our stories and showcases, you know, where we started off from. And then we all go to California at Buttonwillow Raceway to race an AMG GT4 together. And it showcases where we went on after that. And it's an incredible documentary. There was no budget cuts by any means. Like, this is the real deal. And it got approved again to go global, and it will be on streaming services, TV networks all around the world, and it should be coming out August or September. So it's coming out soon, so definitely looking forward to it, and I'll be posting more about it on my social media channels.
Yeah. What's the name of it?
Yep, it'll be called Full Throttle.
Full Throttle.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah.
And if people are looking to find it, Demi, how do they do that on social media?
Yeah, you guys can follow me at Demi Chalkis. That's my name on all platforms. And so you can search me, and I will definitely be giving updates on that. And I mean, once it's out, hopefully we can maybe come back together again, and we'll talk about it.
I guess in the mortal words of Ludwig Heimrath, pedal to the metal. Just push it down. Don't worry. Go as fast as you can.
That totally sounds like Ludwig.
But if something happens, it may happen. Hopefully there's enough runoff space, but there you go. Robin is racing, apparently. Thank you very much, Demi. Always a pleasure. Good luck on your documentary and on your racing.
Thank you so much, guys. Have a great day.
Auf Wiedersehen, darling.
Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. I'm Brian Max in studio with Alan Gelman from Glen Allen Motors. And joining us on the phone is Mark Sack Anderson from Wrench Spinner. Mark, how are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well, guys. How about you?
Very good, very good. So the business has been certainly up and down. Of course, having my own shop, commiserate. That's a good one. That's one good one. It's been up and down. COVID has really wreaked havoc with a lot of the car business. What are you seeing, Mark?
Yeah, I agree. Well, we went through a quiet spell. No one's driving. No one's going anywhere for probably the last couple of years. And those that have still reduced their commute times and everything else working from home. And now things are starting to get back to normal, or as normal as it is today. What I'm starting to see is a lot of these vehicles have missed some important maintenance keys, and it's starting to catch up.
Now, in terms of time or mileage or what?
It's not mileage, and that's the problem. Mm-hmm. The vehicles haven't seen a lot of mileage, so people think, well, I haven't driven anywhere, so, I didn't need to get anything done. And unfortunately, machinery isn't designed to sit around, and we're starting to see a lot of stuff where brakes especially, where they're kind of seized up and now they're wearing prematurely. A lot of other components, dried suspension components where they haven't been greased, mm-hmm. And even fluids, which are somewhat timed key. I had one lady come in and I guess she had an oil change just before COVID hit, hasn't really driven anywhere. 4 years later, almost, she hasn't done an oil change.
Wow, that's an incredibly long time.
Yeah.
But to the point where, we try to tell people that cars are meant to be driven, they're not meant to be parked, especially if they're sitting outside in the elements and bad weather.
Well, and this is how I equate it to people. And I say, hey, imagine if I told you to sit still on a couch for 6 months. Don't do a thing. Don't stand up. And then I ask you to run to the corner store.
Well,
you're going to fall flat on your face.
Right. Because
and the vehicle's not much difference. You can't just let it sit there, and then expect it to perform the way it did.
Right. So basically your advice to people would be to, take it into the shop and have it gone over from top to bottom?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not a bad idea just to have it a once-over, especially people. I've had a lot of clients coming in recently telling me that they're going on trips this year that they haven't done, going up to cottages that they've rented or, going out of town. And can you just give it a once-over and make sure I'm not obviously stuck on the road somewhere on the way there? And as I said, a lot of it is just very basic maintenance. Lubrication of parts, and that's pretty much all it is. It's not anything serious, and the idea of maintenance and preventive maintenance is to stop any of these big failures.
Well, like our pal Dave used to say, it's always nice making new friends, but you don't want to have to do it on the side of the road, eh?
Yeah.
and to the point where I had someone in this week, and the lady said, we are taking the car up north, and I am on a bit of a budget. So have a look, but don't find anything, right? And I said,
take a look at it with one eye closed.
No, exactly. And I'm going like, hang on, but you need tires. And they said, oh, but if I look at them, there's lots of tread. What more do they need to know about tires other than the tread depth?
Yeah, I know. I've had three this week and coming in to have their summer tires installed, mm-hmm. and the tires are over 10 years old.
Right.
One set was 14 years old, and I refused to put them on.
No,
these things were so bad.
That is absolutely not safe. I mean, I go to a maximum of 5 years, and speaking of which, I need some new summer tires for one of my cars, so got to worry about that. I go to that 5 year, and that's it. Especially if you're driving a new car with these low profile tires, you just have to have new tires.
When you consider how much contact area, and that's the only thing that's holding you on the road, and it's tires that are stopping you, not brakes.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're one of the most under looked at safety items on a vehicle. As you said, well, there's lots of tread.
Yes, but what about the cracks in between the treads?
Yes, and the dried up tread, and it's just older tires are just no good, and heat is the biggest enemy of tires. And when you've got a situation with old tires and you generate some heat, that's when those tires come apart.
I guess people don't realize this is where the time factor comes in. You know that it's chemicals and it's rubber and it ages regardless of use. And
yeah.
And if anything, it ages quicker because of lack of use.
Exactly. And this falls back again to the belts, the hoses, the rubber components and bushings on suspension. Unfortunately, that's where what they're constructed with, and time is as much of an enemy as extreme use.
Exactly. And as you mentioned, you know, you start driving it on the highway and you start putting, you know, heat into those brakes and you realize your calipers are stuck and all the rest of it. There goes your fuel economy. There goes your brake pads. So these are things like you can't wait for a system. I find that a lot with kids these days.
The kids.
They think there's a computer knows everything. And it's so funny how... You can't wait for that, you know. And they used to call them idiot lights, and the reason was because if you were waiting for the light to come on, then you were an idiot, okay? And it's the same kind of thing now. It's like people don't realize that they have to do maintenance. I thought you just drive it, you know. And if I need something, will a computer not tell me?
Oh, the light will come on the dashboard and just tell me I have to come in.
That's it. Somebody else is going to do it.
So. Yeah, other than that, I would say the only other thing that I've seen a lot of early this year is air conditioning.
Global warming.
A lot of people coming in for that air conditioning, maybe anticipating a beautiful summer we all wish we have.
So you mean they've turned it on and it's not working, or they're doing, like, just want to check up beforehand?
No, most of it, they're trying it and it's just not working.
Uh-huh.
And again, I don't know if this has got a lot to do with just sitting or not using it, but I think maybe something has to do with this new gas that they decided to introduce that doesn't work very well in the systems.
Oh, okay.
Right. Interesting.
But it's funny, but there's still a whole lot of people. I had a call the other day, and it was like, well, I went somewhere. My neighbor squirted some in, you know, for me a couple last year. It's a shame for us professionals who like to do it properly, whereas the average Joe can just go buy a can of goop, you know, like what do we used to call a mechanic in a can, right?
Right.
I'll just add an additive, or in this case, you're putting in a no-name refrigerant gas of some kind and hoping that it'll work. And the price was right.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Well, yeah, I know. And as bad as this is for the car systems, it's even worse. And I'm sure you can relate when someone's dropped in a sealer on one of these store-bought hydrocarbons, and then we go to recover it with a $10,000 machine, and now we have to flush the machine.
Yes, it is a bit of a show out there.
Yeah.
I'll leave out the adjective. So where are you? Where are you located? I really was impressed with all those Google recommendations, by the way.
Oh, very nice. We are in Etobicoke, Kipling and Dundas, just south of Dundas at 901 Kipling Avenue.
416-233. No, I don't want to give out your cell number. Sorry, what's this? Oh, no, that's the good one.
216-233-4671.
Cool. I was hoping that somebody, you know, your wife would answer your cell and you'd be in big trouble. You'd have to do a whole lot of explaining.
That's, I know.
Yeah, that's great. And I guess that's about it. And, oh, you mentioned, too, in your notes, a whole lot of pothole repairs. What's that all about?
Oh, I guess with the construction on the 401 and all these potholes, I have had a lot of people coming in with damaged rims, alignment being out, and actually, again, a couple of tire repairs from people telling me that they hit a pothole so hard they thought their teeth were going to fall out.
I had one yesterday, actually, where the fellow said, I'd never seen it before, but it tells me I have a flat tire on my dashboard. and I went, okay. And then I went to bring the car in, and I was trying to put air in it, and my gauge wasn't going anywhere until I realized there was a hole in it the size you could put your fist through. You know, it was a run flat, of course. And
I've experienced that twice.
Yes.
And, of course, not in normal cars, once in a brand new Ferrari and once in a brand new Aston Martin.
Now, did you expect that there'd be a flat spare tire in that car?
No, neither of them.
Right.
And yes. So and they have a can of goo, but of course that doesn't work when you flatten two tires.
Right.
And you need a tow truck.
You need two
it
goo.
It also doesn't work when you've gashed the sidewall.
No.
Exactly. No. Exactly. Mark, thank you very much for joining us. Have yourself a great weekend.
Thank you. You too, guys.
Check them out. Wrench Spinners, 416-233-4671, 401 Kipling Avenue in Etobicoke. Have fun. We'll be back right after the break, and you're going to find out where you can find a car online. And you could even get it tomorrow if you wanted. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. I'm Brian Max in studio with Alan Gelman, and joining us on the phone is Andy Kapadoukakis from Lease Busters. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, gents. How are you?
We're doing great. It's a beautiful day. So how many convertibles are online right now and available?
Actually, you guys, when you were talking about convertibles, I heard this earlier, you forgot one major brand that's out there that we have a bunch of on Lease Busters, which is a Jeep Wrangler.
Well, that's a convertible.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, the top goes down, but I really, it wouldn't be in my wheelhouse as far as thinking about a convertible top.
So one of the last times I drove one of those Wranglers, mm-hmm. I took the roof off, I took the doors off,
yeah.
And I was driving down Queen West, and there was a gentleman who was enjoying some substances that were illegal, and I've got the doors off. And I don't know which way this situation is going to go, so I just had to keep motoring on by.
Yeah, there is always that.
So, Andy, you know, needless to say, car dealerships haven't had a whole lot on inventory. Certainly, you look at their lots and you're going, where's the cars? Well, there isn't too many. But on your site, and basically if you call them, they ask you to come down and leave a deposit. And, you know, people are waiting 6 months to a year for a car. But sometimes people need cars way quicker than that. You have a solution.
We do. We do have a plethora of cars, actually, on the website. Perhaps maybe not to the pre-pandemic levels, but certainly during the pandemic levels where everybody didn't need a car and they put it on the website, we still have a lot of lease takeovers. We have lots of finance takeovers on the website now as well, because people have done a lot of financing over the pandemic levels.
Yeah, I know. I was at my grandson's baseball game, as a matter of fact, and I met somebody who told me that they had a Highlander.
Does that mean it got stolen, Al?
Yeah.
Shocker.
And they only had it for a couple of weeks, actually. And now, you know, the rental car company, the insurance company was saying, hang on, we're only going to pay for the rental for a certain length of time.
That's right.
You know, we have a cap on that, and it's not our fault that they stole your car, and it's not our fault that Toyota can't make new ones fast enough. But again, you can go on, you can go on leasebusters.com and find cars there. And you've got some great deals, eh?
Always some amazing deals on there as well, because some of these leases were done where lease and interest rates were so low. Compared to what it is now. So the residuals were high as well before. So just the monthly payments are, you probably won't be able to find to what's out there today. They're a lot lower on the website.
Oh, wow. And then if people want to, if they have a car that they want to give up, how easy it is to do that?
It's very simple. You go to www.leasebusters.com. You put your information on there, your contact information, then your vehicle information, and we have one of our representatives call you back within 24 hours, actually, to assess the lease with you, let you know what's good, bad, or indifferent about it, and what you need to do to get out of it.
And normally, to get out of it, I mean, obviously, if you're in a situation where you want to get out... Oh, no, let me... Got another question. Does it ever happen that people are in and out?
Yes. Yes, yeah, I'm dealing with a client right now. Came in, took over a Volvo S60 lease, which was very favorable,
mm-hmm.
And called me back and is now looking to get out of that lease and to get into a 7-passenger Volvo that he's looking at.
Really?
Yeah, so it is, yeah, very much so.
Well, I may question his choice on vehicles, but...
Well, you know, here's the thing. I love Volvo's design.
Yes?
They're just... to me, the interiors are beautiful. I like the exterior design. I don't know if I'd want to own one long term.
Yeah, well, there are certain imports that certainly, as mechanics, we will tell you that when they get long in the tooth, they're out of warranty. Yeah, they get pretty costly, and you don't want
to. Yes, that's very true. Very true for a lot of import brands, actually.
True. And what's your favorite car that you've seen on the line?
My favorite car?
Yeah.
Well, I think you guys kind of touched on the type of brand. It is a Mercedes, and it's their new EQS.
Let me ask you, do you have any electric cars online?
We have a plethora of electric cars. I'm glad you brought that up. You know myself as an electric car type of aficionado, if you want to call it that.
Yeah. I remember now. I remember you in the old days used to come in and talk about how many kilometers you're able to drive on that. What did you have?
I had a little Ford Focus, actually, EV.
Okay.
Yeah, fantastic vehicle. But now I see some of these new Mercedes Benzes that are fully electric that are just excellent. Hybrids that are plug-in hybrids, we have a lot of on the website. And of course, we have so many Teslas on the website too.
And really, a lot of people wanting to get rid of their Teslas. And
A lot of people upgrading actually to different brands of electric.
Yeah, now that there's so many EVs, if you're in a Tesla and that was kind of your only choice a few years ago, now you've got things like the EQS. That EQS sedan is gorgeous. I drove the EQE AMG not that long ago, and that's probably my favorite driver's EV. That is an incredible car.
Yeah, that's quite the machine, isn't it? They're just so powerful too.
Oh yeah, it's, I mean, 0 to 60 in like 3 seconds flat.
Crazy. Yeah, but the one thing you advise people too before they do the takeovers is to get the cars checked out by their own mechanics, eh?
You know what? We actually recommend that. I always tell my clients, buyer beware, and even for myself for taking over vehicles, look at the history of the car. Look what kind of maintenance they've done to the vehicle. Look how many times it has been to the dealer. What kind of worksheets there are on the vehicle, right? Mm-hmm. Work orders
right.
that they've created. And maybe there is something that's constantly wrong with the vehicle. You don't know. You want to be aware of things like that. It may not deter you from taking over the vehicle, especially if you're only going to have it for short term, say 6, 9 months, 7 months, whatever the case may be. But you certainly don't want some headaches at the end of the lease. That's why a lot of people on the website also look for what they call is extended wear warranty at the end, where the lease is covered up to mostly, I see, $7,500 in deficiencies at the end of lease return.
Now, do they have those with electric cars? Because I know the electric cars, for the most part, eat tires for lunch.
You know what? I haven't seen any unelectric cars, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I have not seen any of that. A big warranty, actually, I'm glad you mentioned that, is tire and rim protection that almost, I don't want to say every car, but definitely 80% of the cars I see, rim and tire is so crucial nowadays. If you're getting a new vehicle or a new lease and that, get tire and rim protection and you should be covered.
All right, Andy, thanks for joining us. What's the website again?
World Wide Web, leasebusters.com.
And tell them you're a friend of Andy and you can get a better deal.
Absolutely, always. Thank you, Jen.
All right, take care. And if I'm looking for a Leaf, could I find one there?
Absolutely.
In fact, you could find the general manager, I think.
Yes, we certainly can.
Andy.
I find a Leaf for every one of you.
Andy, take care. Have a good one. We'll get you on real soon. Bye-bye.
Right.
All right, we'll be back right after the break.
Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. I'm Brian Max in studio with Alan Gelman from Glen Allen Motors. And don't forget, next month, which is soon approaching, we've got a very cool contest where we're giving away a set of Triangle tires and a
$250 gift certificate from Esso.
Yeah, that's all right.
That'll get you like two tanks.
Yeah, probably. What I'm driving this week, absolutely, that's two tanks.
There you go.
Yeah, that's it.
So you're not driving an electric car this week?
No electric. Not even a hybrid.
Okay, here's a question. I just got this off the newswire. Ford is now announcing that they're going to change the plug on their e-cars, that you'll be able to use Tesla superchargers. Why is that such a big deal?
Because of all the things that Tesla does, the one thing that is excellent is their network of superchargers.
Now, I don't own an electric car, but apparently it's an issue. Like, you know, you find out where they are. If you're lucky, it'll tell you how many people are there already or if it's available. But the problem is, in a lot of cases, you get there and it's not working.
That has happened to me now, finally.
Okay.
It did happen. And for the most part in this part of the world, like Ontario is pretty good because the infrastructure is new. But I was in a bind and I couldn't charge the F-150 Lightning I was driving. Mm-hmm. So I had to drive back home. It was kind of ruined the day, but that's how it goes. With opening up the Tesla supercharger network to Ford EVs, that just gives you a lot of flexibility. So, to me, that is a very smart move on Ford's part and an interesting move on Tesla's part.
I'm surprised, though, the Society of Automotive Engineers just didn't get together and say, why can't we not just make one plug style?
Yeah, okay. No kidding. Yeah,
what,
no
is there
kidding.
Like four or five, I think?
Yeah, there's the main one that sort of every manufacturer uses.
Right.
I can't remember what what they call it. They've got all these stupid engineering names.
Yes.
But, that is kind of the standard.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tesla has their own unique plug. And, aesthetically, the Tesla supercharger and the charge port and the charge cable, it's actually a nice design. Everything else is kind of, low budget, but the Teslas are very, very nice.
Right. Also, too, the fact that the different charging stations use different applications for their phone.
Oh, that's another thing. There's still no consistency among it, and there's no one single player with those apps. And you can't. It's not like a gas station where you can walk up and give a guy 20 and charge your car for $20. It doesn't work that way. It's all driven by apps.
No, and you can't even go with a credit card.
No.
You can't just swipe your card.
Well, I think Ivy does. You can pay directly by credit card or probably your debit card as well. And that's one of the few, if not the only one in this province that does that. And I think we've got Ivy coming up in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
I do like their charging network. It's been very reliable to me. But it's a totally different system where they want you on the app. And you have to have an account and all this stuff instead of just being able to pay easily.
So question, because I know I've seen you driving the Mach-E. Mm-hmm. What application does it have automatically set up beforehand for your recharging?
None.
Oh.
Well, I mean, it's kind of, all of that stuff is built and baked into the car.
Uh-huh.
But then if you're going to charge outside of the house, you need an app.
Okay. So there's no basic one that everybody's kind of using.
Nope. Oh. No. I mean, there's some standard, like the charge point, for example, is kind of the most ubiquitous, gives you the best reach. But there are several others, so there needs to be a technical solution here. I've got six EV apps on my phone.
All right, so they try to put stations on the 401, and they're putting them in gas stations.
Yes.
So if it's a petrol, can you pay with your petrol card? No.
No, you still. I have the petrol EV app on my phone, and I have to have an account. So you can't. Yes, you probably get points for the rewards thing, but no, you still have to have an account. You have to put your credit card in the account and all of that stuff. It's a different system. It's not as easy as buying gas.
There's a guy that I play music with who doesn't have a cell phone, eh?
No kidding.
Yeah.
Oh boy, good luck.
He said you can email me, but you can't phone me because I don't have a phone.
I love that.
Yeah, so I guess you need a phone if you're going to go get an electric car. I want to thank our guests, of course, Demi Chakas, who'll be driving this weekend?
No, I think their next race is at the Honda Indy here in Toronto, not far from where we're sitting right now.
And she'll be driving an AMG like yours?
Just like mine. A little different color, though. We've got the fancy green and shiny gold. She's her car is white, red, and black, so it looks a little meaner than ours.
And now, is she meaner than most drivers?
She's pretty tough.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't be messing around.
No, going wheel to wheel with Demi would be a tough thing.
No, and she was talking about how her mentor, I guess, Ludwig Heimrath, talked about, rubbing is racing. Like, that's okay.
Yeah, you have to be 100%. It's one of those things with racing. If you want to perform, you got to give it your all.
Speaking of performance, Carlos, thank you very much. Always head of the race team and, what did he call it? To the wind. I can't know if I can say that. And we've got Mark Sack Anderson, of course, from Wrench Spinners. A great guy. If you're out in Kipling, by all means, check him out. You can reach him at his number. It's called Wrench Spinners, 416-233-4671, of course, and Andy DiCaprio. Andy DiCaprio Cactus.
Yes.
That's really hard to say.
Just like
fast.
Dave would have said.
Yeah. Check them out, Lease Busters. You can get a car tomorrow. That's it. Brian, thank you. Have yourself a great week.
Yes, you too.
You're off to Detroit?
Yeah, I'll be back in a couple of weeks.
Woohoo! Be careful.
I'll do my best.
This is Dave's Corner Garage. Drive safe, everyone. See you next week.
This has been an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.